As Pyro's world begins to deteriorate, he just doesn't seem to have the skill set to be able to face the new reality. Moshe had come and warned him, told him that the God of Israel has said it's time to let the Jews go. Pyro doesn't know this God. Pyro has amnesia. Pyro can't possibly seem to remember who this God is, and Pyro can't agree. Moshe then proceeds, together with Aaron, to show a couple of signs to indicate who this God is, to indicate what exactly the power that God possesses. One of the things that he does is he takes the staff, throws it to the ground, and becomes a crocodile. Now remember, a crocodile is one of the symbols of Egypt. His wizards or magicians or sorcerers, they do the same, and they take staffs and throw them to the ground. And then Aaron's staff swallows up the staffs of the Egyptians. We need to understand the message. If the crocodile is a symbol of Egypt and Egyptian power, the staff of the shepherd is a sign of the Jews. There was a message here that the staff of the Jews, the staff of the shepherd, is going to swallow up Egypt. Egypt is gone. The Jews are going to leave. Pyro can't win. But somehow, despite the message and despite the conclusion of this, Pyro's ready to go on. He strengthens himself. He can take it. And then the plagues begin. His beloved Nile turns to blood, as if the very god of Egypt, the Nile itself, is stabbed and bleeding. But again, when the sorcerers are able to turn even more water into blood, so again, Pyro feels strong. He doesn't have to give in. Even though at this point, he should be reeling and bleeding, suffering. And then the frogs, another symbol of Egypt. The frogs are all over the place, out of control. But again, because the sorcerers can imitate this, Pyro feels okay. And then we get to the next plague. The next plague is lice. Lice is very small, but lice could be annoying. While water was an annoyance, it didn't affect them personally, their bodies. Now the lice was all over. But perhaps people could be used to lice. But at this point, the sorcerers can't imitate it. And they say, this is Etzba Elohim, or Etzba Elohim. This is the finger of God. It's very interesting that they don't say the God of Israel. They don't use the more holy name which Moshe had used earlier, the Yud Heh Vav Heh. Rather, they leave it in a more generic sense, a finger of God. And by doing this, we get a sense not only of Pyro, but another understanding of his advisors. His advisors can't tell him the real truth. We can't do this, and we're facing something that we cannot win this battle. Instead, they choose to put it in a generic sense that this is something from God. Some of the commentators even understand it, that the impression that they are giving to him is that this is one of the gods of Egypt. This is nature, perhaps. This is astrology. This is something which is coming from a different place. But it sounds as if these are the type of yes men who can stand up to their leader and tell him, it's time, it's over, we're not at all going to win. Pyro, who intimidates his slaves, apparently has also intimidated his sorcerers. And therefore, when facing destruction, they choose to put this in a way which, shall we say, is a little more powerful. And what happens next is that they continue. They give him the gumption to continue and face a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh plague and onwards. Pyro stands here, and Pyro takes all of this abuse because he's so stubborn, because he can't read the situation properly, because he can't understand that there's something which is more powerful than him and all of the gods that Egypt believes in. Now the creator and the sustainer of the universe is staring against him and just daring him in a sense. Part of the plan over here is for the Jews to learn that all of these gods, as it were, have no power. In order for this to happen, Pyro, who's a willing participant, during the first five plagues, he hardens his own heart, as it were, because he refuses to give in. It's only after those first five plagues, when Pyro then is helped by God to continue this process. As it continues and as the plagues come, it will become abundantly clear to one and all that there is only one God, creator and sustainer of the universe. Pyro just could not accept it.